The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Let's get some crazy political things out of the way. I've not discussed this. I probably should have because this is very, very important. But last couple of days, I've had other things that I felt were more important. What I'm talking about is AOC. When was the last time we had a politician that we just referred to by initials? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, has brought upon herself a great amount of controversy because on Monday night of this week, in an Instagram video, have you seen any of her Instagram selfies? I've seen a couple of them, and I don't want to be disrespectful. I really don't. But she's like a junior high girl at a pajama party.
Hi, this is Alexandria. Okay.
I mean, really, you listen to her and she sounds like an immature junior high girl at a sleepover, and they're all
making selfies and we're recording Instagrams.
And again, I'm trying not to be disrespectful, but just honest. It is amazing that this woman got elected to Congress, although I don't think she'll be reelected. I don't think. But anyway, on Monday night, in a live Instagram video, she called the camps, the detention camps that we have on our southern border. Now, remember, we have hundreds of thousands of people coming across our southern border illegally. We know as a fact, many of them are bringing diseases. Most? Probably not. But many of them? Absolutely. Many of them are bringing diseases that we haven't seen in America for a long, long time. Some of them are criminals. All of them? No. The majority? No. But a good number of them, we have found out, are criminals, and they're coming into our country illegally. So, of course, they are detained. They can't be just released into the general population until they're processed, until they're screened for disease and so on. Of course we have detention camps down there. What else can we do? Well, she likened the detention camps that we have on our southern border with the concentration camps of the Nazis in World War II. I kid you not. She likened what we are doing to the Nazis. Now, are they Holiday Inn Express? No. Do they have comfortable beds? Yes. Can they cleanse themselves and shower? Yes. Do they have medical treatment that is available? Yes. Do they have nutritious food that is available for them? Yes. Again, it's not a luxury five-star hotel. These people came in illegally, but they're being taken care of. They have fairly comfortable beds, medical attention. They have food. And yet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has called them concentration camps. She says, and I quote, "That is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps." She added the phrase, "Never again should mean something. Now, never again was the phrase about the Holocaust. She has directly associated American immigration policy on our southern border to the Nazis and Hitler and the extermination of 6 million Jews. Well, she has received a great deal of pushback, even from people in her own party. Today, she said, and I quote, "I will never apologize for her concentration camp comments." That's what she said. "I will never apologize." Now, the folks at the Auschwitz Memorial has responded, and the folks at the Auschwitz Memorial are hurt, deeply saddened that an American politician would liken what happened to Jewish people during World War II to what's happening in America. They are deeply offended and deeply hurt. But here's what I want you to hear. Here is a brief description of what was actually happening in some of those concentration camps. Robert Conant, in his book Justice at Nuremberg, wrote this. "The men began their work at sunrise, and except for a half-hour break at noon when the prisoners were fed cabbage and turnip soup, they worked until 6 p.m. For dinner, the men were given an ounce of moldy bread made from ersatz flour and sawdust. Lice and fleas tortured their emaciated bodies as they slept on wooden boards with no mattresses. Rats were so bold they gnawed at the toes and fingers of sleepers and stole the crumbs they had left in their pockets. A third of the prisoners died every week. If a worker was hurt, he allotted 3 days of recovery time. If they failed to heal, the infirmary where Dr. Mengele had already begun his nefarious work on women and children would inject a fatal dose of phenol directly into their hearts. Of the 2,722 Slovakian Jews who had been rounded up, only 159 survived to the summer of 1942. Those who died had been dumped with another approximately 105,000 bodies into shallow trenches. As they decomposed, the earth rose like a yeasty mixture of dough and bubbled up nauseating gases which spread for miles. This is what this American politician is saying we are doing to people at our southern border. Those who died were dumped with another approximately 105,000. This is just one concentration camp. With approximately 105,000 bodies into shallow trenches. As they decomposed, the earth rose like a yeasty mixture of dough and bubbled up nauseating gases, which spread for miles. I think every single American should be outraged that an American politician would compare what we are doing at the southern border. All right, you don't like it? That's fine. You want to change? That's okay. You want to change your immigration policy? Okay. You disagree with the president? Fine. But how dare you compare what we are doing in detaining illegal immigrants, people coming into our country illegally, coming with disease, and some of them criminal backgrounds, some of them, in fact, many of them human traffickers, and desperately trying to make them as comfortable as we possibly can and take care of them medically and take care of the children. How dare she? And what makes it worse, she has been confronted with this. And may I quote her again? Let me pull it up. I don't want to misquote her. "I will never apologize for concentration camp comments." On the heels of that, if there's any good news out of that, Oregon has become the latest state to begin teaching public school students about the Holocaust and the horrors behind it. This is really wonderful. It's a great story. 4 years ago, a student, Claire Sarnowski, met a Holocaust survivor and befriended him. After he passed away last December, this high school student approached State Senator Rob Wagner in Oregon and said, we got to teach the students in Oregon about the Holocaust. This high school student began a movement, and last week, Governor Kate Brown signed the measure. All public school students now in the state of Oregon will learn about the Holocaust. National Public Radio did a survey just this last April. They found that 22% of millennials have never heard of the Holocaust. 22%! And 66% of millennials have never heard of Auschwitz. 66%. How can we say never again if we're not teaching people? I don't know about you, but I think those comments from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is justification for her removal from Congress. I really do. I don't think I've ever said that before, but I do now.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, I welcome you to Bob Burney Live, and I see we've got Al in Westerville, and he wants to talk about his best friend, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I understand you two went to dinner a couple nights ago?
No, not really, but I do have a good friend of mine, my friend Ramon. He actually lives in that district back in New York. I'm originally a New Yorker, and I was talking with him via phone the other day, and we brought up AOC, and he said they are in the district planning to go and have her recalled. In fact, his father, Judge Torres, he's a retired judge of the city of New York. He is leading the petition to have her recalled.
Well, good. Good. And they should. I don't care how far liberal you are. To compare what we're doing on our southern border to the concentration camps of the Nazis is unconscionable.
It's insane.
It's insane and it's evil. That's evil.
Plain and simple. I heard this and I've talked with others, and I remember a conversation I had with the principal of my high school, Lee Blaustein. He landed at Normandy, and he was Jewish. There were a lot of Jewish Americans who were fighting in the army, and they would not put Jewish on their dog tags because they knew if they were found out, they would be shot immediately.
Sure.
And he told us when they went into one of the camps where the bodies were piled. I mean, you've seen the pictures. They're piled like cordwood.
It's
absolutely unbelievable. But there is a crisis going on the border. I have friends down in Texas and in Arizona, in New Mexico, Gallup, New Mexico. Good friends of mine, their family has a ranch down there, and they said it is insane, Bob. The cartels are using these people who want to get out of the violence in Central America, and they're just using them as shields. So they can just go and run drugs across the border. They that's a bigger threat to the security of this country than the crazy Iranians.
Well, yeah, well, it is. But if you talk to the liberals, it's global warming is the greatest danger, you know.
Global warming,
but, you
and
know,
the polar bears,
Al,
bears have to swim for
it. Here's what I don't understand, Al. I think it's like over 70% of Jewish Americans vote Democratic. What I don't understand, unless there is a unilateral condemnation by the Democrat Party over her statements about the concentration camp thing, I do not understand how any Jew, I don't care how liberal they are, I don't care how many generations they have voted Democratic, I do not understand how any Jew in America could ever cast another ballot, another vote for a Democrat unless there is universal condemnation of this woman and the two other anti-Semites that are now Democrats in the U.S. Congress. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. I have a very good friend of mine. He's an attorney. He's a liberal Jew. Brilliant man. Brilliant legal mind. Liberal as all get out. It's like a Grand Canyon between the two of us when it comes to politics and policy. 95% of the time.
Yeah.
5% of the time we agree. And I should give his name is Alan, like me, and I need to give him a call and ask him what he actually thinks.
You know, when you do, I would love to hear. I honestly would love to hear what a liberal Jew has to say about these outrageous, obscene comments by a Democratic congresswoman. I would love to hear. If you call him and he gives you a response, please, Al, give me a call back and let me know,
I'll let you know, Bob.
All right,
I'll
Al.
Let you know.
Hey, have a great evening, all right? I'll always appreciate your call.
Hey, no problem. Just happened to be in town at the moment.
All right. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. God bless. And I mean that. I don't understand. Democrats for years have not been the friends of Israel. They have not. Barack Obama was not a friend of Israel. He was not. Now, I don't know whether he was an enemy of Israel, but he was not a friend of Israel at all. And how is it that a huge percentage of American Jews vote for the Democratic presidential candidate? I don't get it. All right. I guess I don't have to. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.